Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The complaints filed against Chief Justice Roy Moore in Alabama are politically motivated. Liberty Counsel is representing the chief. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This is a star chamber, if you will. This is a politically motivated series of complaints, six of them. The problem in Alabama, however, is once a charge from the so-called Judicial Inquiry Committee comes down, the judge is automatically removed from participating in further cases until the case is ultimately tried and there's a final resolution. So as we speak, Matt, Chief Justice Roy Moore is being paid, but he's not allowed to work at the Alabama Supreme Court.
Well, you said it right. Star Chamber. This is absolutely outrageous. We shouldn't be surprised that the Southern Poverty Law Center would have engaged in this kind of politicization of the courts. But Justice Moore is standing firm. He was absolutely within legal bounds with this decision. This is a decision for the courts to be ferreted out by the courts. And for the JIC to step in here is completely outrageous, and it's interfering, really, with the judicial process.
Matt, when you say politically motivated, do you think this really all started back when the Chief Justice fought to have the Ten Commandments?
There's no question about that. I think that there are people on the JIC that go all the way back to the Ten Commandments situation back in 2003, which, by the way, is completely different than the situation now. Back then, the Chief Justice was a federal defendant ordered by the federal court to remove the Ten Commandments, and at the time, he would not do that. The Alabama Supreme Court then voted to overrule him, and they moved the Ten Commandments. That was a different issue back then.
It just shows you, I think, the spiritual warfare against this individual who's standing up for godly righteousness.
Yeah, in fact, I mean, here's the thing. There's two reasons why we say that it's politically motivated. One, because they filed the complaint based upon a legal interpretation, which they have no jurisdiction to do. And two, some member or members leaked this information that should have been confidential to the media before the charges actually occurred. You have to ask yourself, why would they do that? Because they have an agenda. That agenda is to remove the Chief Justice because of his position on marriage and the rule of law.
Well, I was going to say, what the JIC is, I mean, is there any judge safe? What about the other justices?
No,
they're
not. No judge is safe. In fact, here's, you look at this. In 2015, the Alabama Supreme Court issued three orders saying that the probate judges needed to follow the Alabama law and not issue same-sex marriage licenses. The Chief Justice was not part of any of those orders. He had recused himself from those. So he wasn't even part of it. All of this centers around a January 2016 administrative order that the chief issued. And in that order, he said this, because the probate judges were confused, what do they do? He said that the Alabama Supreme Court is still reviewing the matter. And in the meantime, those 2015 orders are still applicable. They still stand until the Alabama Supreme Court says otherwise. That's basically it. Well, the Alabama Supreme Court, 2 months later, in March, ultimately affirmed those 2015 orders. Now they're targeting him because of that January 2016 administrative order. And if they can go after him for a legal interpretation because they disagree with the law or the resolution of a conflict between federal and state law, they can go after any judge in Alabama for anything, for any opinion, any concurring opinion, or any dissenting opinion. It is precisely why the Alabama Supreme Court has repeatedly told the JIC, you are not a court of law, you cannot make legal determinations, stay out of the legal analysis. And yet they waded directly into that, taking on the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court because of wading into the law, which they have no jurisdiction to do in the first place.
So they're presuming to be the Supreme Court,
right,
of Alabama. They're saying that they have supremacy over the Alabama Supreme Court on issues relating to findings of fact and law and everything else. So that is completely, not only is it unconstitutional, according to both the Alabama Supreme Court and the U.S. Constitution, it's a complete political usurpation of the power and authority of the Alabama Supreme Court. But Matt, Justice Roy Moore was not alone in this ruling. It was a majority ruling, correct? Why? How can they single out him and not try to, you know, to penalize, if you will, or sanction all of the justices who voted for this ruling?
Well, these will be points that we make when we defend the Chief Justice, because the rest of the Alabama Supreme Court, unlike back in 2013 when they did not support him, when the issue of removing the Ten Commandments was there, now they do support him. They have the 2015 orders, they have the 2016 orders. They have the ability, by the way, to disagree with any administrative order that the Chief Justice issues. In fact, they did on one of the orders some time ago over pay raises, when the Chief Justice issued an administrative order that all the court personnel were going to have a freeze in payroll, including the justices on the Alabama Supreme Court. The rest of the justices says, well, wait a minute, it's okay for everyone else, but not for us. We want to have our pay raise. So they have the right to override an administrative order. They did not in this case. Moreover, they agreed with the administrative order. So every one of those justices would be a target as well. Why did they not go after them? Because they want to go after Chief Justice Roy Moore. That's why some members began to violate their own rules and begin leaking this information to the media.
You know, we certainly commend him. And he says, we intend to fight this agenda vigorously and expect to prevail. So what a reminder that we as Christians need to not only pray for Justice Moore, but speak out in support of him. But I guess the million-dollar question that's been coming across through the media is, what happens next? What are our next steps, Matt?
Well, we have 30 days in which to file a response at the now Court of Judiciary. That's where it moves to. But we will file that response much quicker than that. And then after that, there'll be a hearing set. I suspect it'll be sometime early summer. And we'll go to a trial. And we will defend him vigorously. Not only will we defend him vigorously on these charges, which are bogus, for which the GIC has no jurisdiction to wade into this legal determination, but also we will try to find out who these people are on the Judicial Inquiry Committee who leaked this information to the media. You know, like a grand jury, when you're discovering issues before you make an indictment, all those things are confidential.
Exactly.
Here, it's the same way. But on Thursday afternoon, I received a call from a mainstream media saying that they had sources saying that, in fact, that day or the next day, a charge would be issued against the Chief Justice. I said, we have no way of knowing. We don't have any comment on that because it's all confidential. And guess what? Within 24 hours, a charge, these six charges were issued.
Wow.
The source was right, and it came from the Judicial Inquiry Committee. That's the only place it could have come from.
Matt, you know, who are they accountable to? Who is the JIC accountable to? It sounds like they need to be sanctioned. They need to be removed. What recourse is there to go after them for this gross abuse of power?
Well, they have clearly violated their own rules on confidentiality. So obviously, there are some people that could care less about their rules. They violated those confidentiality rules. They violated the parameters of their jurisdiction by wading into a legal thicket. We will find out who these people are, and we will bring them to justice. That's in addition to defending the Chief Justice. Pray for Chief Justice Roy Moore. Obviously, they are targeting him because they don't like his position on marriage. It's kind of like Kim Davis. Whenever you stand up for what's right, in this case, marriage or the rule of law, as Kim Davis did, they want your scalp. They wanted Kim Davis's scalp in Kentucky. We had someone who was strong, a Christian, and would not bend, and they were not prepared for that, and Kim Davis ultimately prevailed. They also have someone in Alabama who's strong, who's a Christian, and who will not bend. There is no negotiation here because he didn't do anything wrong, and we ultimately, by God's grace, we will prevail on this. We will not allow this politically driven complaint an agenda to wipe out people like Chief Justice Roy Moore. For more information, you can visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, that's lc.org, or libertycounsel.com, libertycounsel.com. That's one of the many websites that we have. But on those websites, if you go down to the bottom of Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or on the front page of libertycounsel.com, you can sign up for our emails, the grassroots email for Liberty Counsel, Liberty Counsel Action, Liberty Relief International, our international relief organization helping persecuted Christians, and Christians in Defense of Israel. Learn more about these issues and stand with us in prayer and financial support. Visit lc.org. Keep involved with this case. Pray for the Chief Justice Roy Moore and his family. pray for Liberty Counsel as we continue to stand by the Chief Justice. This is an agenda that wants to wipe out any Christian, Judeo-Christian viewpoint, and we cannot allow that to happen. Stand with us. Visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.